In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey, Jim Hoffman here for EMS Office Hours. This is the podcast. Guys, if you like this podcast, you find some value in it, it's entertaining even, do me a favor, go over to iTunes and leave me a quick rating or review. It really helps. iTunes ranks the podcast on the amount of new listeners, the amount of ratings and reviews it gets. So if you get a chance to do that for me, I'd really appreciate it. It really helps me out. So today, voice is a little messed up today. Just got off work. Throat's killing me. I think I was snoring all night. But I want to talk a little bit about today, about something me and my partner I talked about yesterday. And because we got a young guy struggling with his EMT exam. And I try to help the guy out and give him tips and some guidance and whatnot. But what I find and what I've seen several times, even when I was going through EMT and paramedic school myself, is people trying to bullshit their way through EMT or paramedic school. All right? And it can be done, right? You half-ass the studying, you know, use a lot of cheat stuff. You're smart enough to kind of differentiate what's happening class by class, skill by skill. You kind of hang back on the skill stations. You hang back in interacting during classroom time, right? And you're passing the class. It may not be, getting top scores, but you're passing. Then comes test time, right? Time to take that state exam, time to take the final exam, time to take that national registry exam. And guess what? You cannot BS your way through those exams, right? That's when it's just you and that exam booklet. It's just you and that computer screen taking that test. So all the bullshitting you did, getting through with your buddies and figuring ways to get around the quizzes, to get around the chapter tests, right? Yeah, it all worked. You got through it. You passed. But now you got to sit down and take the state test or the national registry test. Those are the tests that somebody else didn't write that you know, or the tests that you're not getting, just getting, sitting next to your buddy, right? So my point is, when you take EMS as sort of a joke, right, and you just need the certification, you just need it to get by, you needed to, get a raise or the requirement for a job, right? And you try to bullshit your way through it, or you think that EMS is a joke and you're going to just get in and drive that ambulance really fast and whatnot. Unfortunately, you can bullshit your way through the class, but you can't BS your way through EMS. And I've seen that. And that sort of comes back to my kind of circle where I want to talk about that as well, right? You can BS your way through the class, and then maybe you'll have to take that exam two times, three times to pass it. But then, instead of learning your lesson on not BSing your way through the content in EMS, you continue to do so at the job you're at, right? You wing it. You follow the cookbook protocol. You just do the bare minimum to get by day after day in the job. And there's a lot of people that do that. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know people that do that. But when you get that patient who doesn't fit the textbook, when you get that patient who you're not quite sure what's going on, and that circle and drain, and it's just you and that patient in the back of the ambulance, right? That's when you can't BS your way through it, man. That's when you gotta know what's going on. You've gotta know your stuff. You've gotta have a solid knowledge base to take care of that patient. When the patient's not fitting that protocol, right? They didn't read the protocols. They didn't read the textbooks. So they didn't know that they have to fit into that protocol for you. They didn't know they had to fit into that textbook presentation for you. But they're sick. They're circling the drain. Do something, right? Do something for me. Help me. And if you BS your way through paramedic school, you BS your way through your organization and just get by and just skate by and not know what you're doing and having that solid knowledge base of being a good provider, people are going to die, man, right? People are going to have negative outcomes because you BS'd your way through it. So that's my take on that, guys, is that pretty much if you bullshit your way through paramedic school or you bullshit your way through EMS life day to day and not really take this job seriously, it's going to come back and bite you. Because eventually, it's just you and that exam booklet, or it's just you and that patient in the back of a small ambulance, right? Don't get stuck doing that. Don't let it come bite you in the ass. All right? Build that knowledge base. Study a little bit. Once a week, 30 minutes a week. Really sit down, pick a subject, any subject, something that you're interested in EMS, something that revolves around a patient that you had, okay? Something maybe you're struggling with, you've always struggled with in EMS. Pick that subject, 30 minutes, 45 minutes a week, sit down and really, really study. Really, really learn that content, right? Do that and you'll find yourself mastering content like you wouldn't have expected. You'll find yourself having a knowledge base so that no matter what happens in the back of that ambulance, all right, that patient can count on you. That no matter how hard that exam is, you're gonna pass it. And yeah, there's gonna be things that you never see before on exams and with patients. But the amount of those things are gonna be so much fewer if you have a good knowledge base, if you do what I suggest, right? And crack open that book, that review guide, okay? Heck, what I do, I mean, I create the test. I have people create tests for me. I have practice exams. I take the exams myself to see where I'm at, just for myself, even if there's not an exam coming up. Yeah, Jim, you're a nerd. You like EMS too much. No, it's not even that. It's the fact that I don't want to be left alone with that exam book and struggle. I don't want to be left alone with the patient and question what I'm doing and the decisions that I'm making that could mean the difference between a positive and a negative outcome. All right, guys, I hope that kind of makes sense. I know I jumped around from being in school to being a provider, right? But to me, a lot of this stuff just all ties in together. Right? It ties in together. Nothing to me in EMS is really standalone. Okay? And I can sit here and talk about all the negative stuff that's involved in EMS. But like any job, there's negative stuff. Right? And I have those podcasts where I do that. Right? To let you know that, hey, man, I feel it. I know it. I'm out there. Right? But in this case, during this podcast, man, I want you to build that knowledge base. I want you to be a good provider. I want you to not struggle on exams. All right? I want you to be able to figure out what's going on with your patient, decide how to treat them, transport them appropriately. Okay? That's my goal. All right? It's for you to be a good provider. I can make anyone, help anybody just pass a test. I can give clues and tips and whatnot to pass a test. All right? Anybody could do that. You can go online and get apps for that. You can go to other exam websites and get that. I want you to be a good provider. I want you to be a good EMS professional. All right, guys, that's it. As always, questions, comments, please send them over to me. The email is contact@emsofficehours.com. You can also leave comments here on the blog. And like I said, do me a favor, jump over to iTunes, all right? Leave me a quick review there. Leave me some feedback, all right? You want to give me 1 star? Give me 1 star. 5 is better, but I'll take a 1, all right? All right, guys. As always, Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.